Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. My name's Lindsay Sutherland. I'm your business consultant and host here today to help you streamline your business operations for more profit. Okay, today I want to talk about three ways business owners sabotage themselves by thinking more equals better. Guess what? It doesn't always equal better. And I have three specific ways that I've been watching business owners who are sabotaging their business by staying stuck thinking these things make their business better and more accessible. All right. So I'm going to start with my number three, but you guys, you're going to want to stick around to the end because number one is the one that is the most common. I see it in so many industries, and I bet you it could be plaguing your business too. And I'm also going to be giving you the solutions so that you can streamline your operations. Guys, by the way, streamlining operations doesn't just mean streamlining it for you. In these cases, oftentimes, streamlining means making it easier for your customers to do business with you. And that, my friends, equals more customers, okay? So number three is more pillars of content. Now, what is a pillar of content? We've talked about that before. You want to try to keep it to three. Three main things you talk about over and over and over again. Something I've honestly been guilty of doing even, is creating multiple pillars of content, almost like something new every day or something new every week, and not being strategic in my content marketing. In other words, kind of the spaghetti against the wall, just shooting out whatever comes off the hip. Instead, I'm telling you, as boring as it is, because listen, I know how many of us entrepreneurs think, especially those of us that are a D or an I personality, if you're at all familiar with the DISC personality profile, you want it to be interesting and fun and new and exciting. And that's why we get excited to create content. It is boring to create content based on the same three pillars of topics over and over again. But the problem is, in the digital space, there is so much information going around and around in the world. You want to be known for what it is you do. If you are a solar company, you need to be clear that you do electrical, solar, off-grid, or on-grid, and only pick two or three things that you talk about again and again and again. If you're a social media manager, you just want to focus on creating content that lets people know you help them with social media and maybe offer a few tips for the DIYers who are still thinking they can get it done on their own. If you are a business consultant, this gets a lot trickier because there's so many different topics you could go on about. So find two or three key hot buttons and harp on those for a year. Yes, a year. You'll see if you look at my content, it's been all over the place. And a lot of that has been my own entrepreneurial journey. But since I started BizInABox Solutions.com and the Clockwork Method, everything is about systemizing and automating. And I'm going to be really honest, there are times I bore myself with my content, but I know that that's my personality because I personally don't like redundancy. However, I know how important it is putting that out in the airwaves, whether it's here on the podcast or on social media, because only a fraction of people are going to get the message each time. And when you change up the message, it's confusing to people who follow you. Okay. So this is something I really encourage you to dial it in. Find ways to say the same things differently. So you might do static content, you might do reels, you might do a podcast, you might do stories. Whatever the case may be, you might tie in a personal anecdote to what you do. There's ways to deliver the message, change the way you deliver the message, but do not change the message and what you are standing for. So just to wrap that up and to be super clear, the goal here is to have three main pillars of content. And your pillars really should be pain points. Think of it like that. What are three main pain points you solve? Revolve your content around that, whether you rotate it weekly or monthly, just keep rotating around the three pain points of your target market. Okay, moving on to number two, more customization. So let me be more specific about what customization is talking about here. This is speaking to those of you entrepreneurs who don't have a singular solution on how you help your target audience. I can't tell you how many times I've met an entrepreneur and I say, how do you help solve your clients' problems? And they say, well, it depends on the client. If you say that, listen to me. I'm not telling you to have a cookie cutter solution, but I am telling you that you are making things take longer. And people in today's day and age want clear paths forward. Let me say that again. Your clients want a clear path forward. And if you're offering too much customization, 99% of the time, it's not clear on how you're going to solve their problem. What you'll see, if you want to diagnose if this is happening to you in your business, you're going to see how you're making offers and sending proposals and people are declining. They may say because of price. They may say because of time. It doesn't matter what they're saying. The fact of the matter is, it's because they're not sold and convinced that your solution is right for them. The truth is, your solution is more likely what they need because of the way your brain thinks, because of the way you solve problems. I would guarantee you, you are the best kept secret in your industry. So not only is it not clear to your consumer, it also tends to take longer. And in today's world that we live in, our consumers are very impatient. They don't want to wait. And to give you an example of this, when I first met Rick and started working with him in the solar electric business, his process was that he would go out and do a site visit. He'd make rapport with a client. They would just totally trust him. They'd be super sold on working with him. And then he would come back to do a bid and it would take him a week or two or a month sometimes, depending on how busy we were. And when that happens, that's when trust is lost. All that trust that he built up is now lost because they think, well, if it takes that long to get a bid out, what's it going to take to get the job done? Part of the reason it was taking so long was because his process was so complicated because it was so customized. And he also spent a lot of time thinking and designing the perfect package based on their needs. Now, if you're in that in business where you're doing anything custom, it could be custom medicine or holistic care. It could be custom marketing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It's so much easier if you have a way to make a cookie cutter system. Now, let me be clear. What I'm not suggesting is that you revamp your entire business and pigeonhole yourself so that you're only offering one thing, okay? I definitely don't advocate for that. It's, in fact, one of the things I don't like about certain marketing agencies. Like, for example, people will advertise, you know, we help you with marketing agency, but what they want to do is just one thing. Let's say it's SEO or Google Ads. They'll always try to steer the client to saying, like, this is what you need. You need Google Ads or you need this. And not to say they don't need it, but what they're doing is rather than making a customized package that is truly best for that business owner, they're saying, this is what we do best and let us do it for you. Okay, so in your case, I'm sure in your industry, you're seeing a similar thing. You see competition that is not really serving the people the way that is best served, which is why you offer such a customized package. Here's the way you streamline it. Have simple solutions that bundle things together, okay? So for example, in the solar company, you have three basic systems, 12 volt, 24 volt, and 48 volt. I asked him to put together his favorite of the three systems and give me an idea on how many kilowatt hours that would fulfill. So if somebody said, oh, I use, you know, 1200 kilowatt hours and I have a 48 volt, I'm on a 220 electrical. I know I'm getting a little technical. I knew it needed to be a 48 volt and I could say, hey, here's a basic package that we offer, but we can also customize it if you want. that's what I'm saying here. I had a straightforward, clear package, path forward for them. They could say yes. And I told them up front how many kilowatt hours that would cover. Or we can create something more custom or expansive. And then I would start asking them questions. How much sunlight do you have? Do you have a lot of trees? Da, 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 da. And we'd get more detailed. When you have a clear path forward, even if your person doesn't choose it, it makes them feel confident, like you have an answer. That's the secret here, folks. You want to make your customers see that you have a clear answer and you are truly the expert that can guide them. Because when they lose that faith in you and they go shop somewhere else, people will buy something that someone else is out. They will buy that cookie cutter package from someone else because it seems clear and convincing. I remember I had a customer call in. He was giving us a chance to bid him on a solar package. He had already gotten a package from another company. He'd gotten a bid for like $8,000. And after I got talking with him, I said, hey, does that cover, like, is that going to charge your coffee pot? Are you going to have a coffee pot? And the homeowner said, yes, I am. I said, well, that is not going to, what the system you have is not going to power your coffee pot. So you could choose to not have a coffee pot, or we can look at designing a system for you that would not allow you to do that. That was such an important thing because he was instantly aware that the other company didn't take time to ask him those questions. And ultimately, we ended up selling him a $20,000 package because it was what he needed. But I needed to have a clear path forward and then ask the questions, or else I wouldn't have been able to get that far ahead. So if you are a technical person, you're a very highly dynamic thinker. I find that business owners who are very intelligent and very deep thinkers are the ones that struggle with this the most. Feel free to reach out to me because we can just do a package where I can help you streamline your offerings so that you can have a faster turnaround time. You can certainly always keep the custom option on the table, but it's always good to have one or two base package offerings you can present to people right off the cuff. Okay. All right. Now for the number one way I see business owners sabotaging their business. And this might surprise you, but I see it with e-commerce businesses. I see it with medical health practitioners. I see it with service-based business owners, basically, in a nutshell, just to summarize it. And coaches, I see this a lot with coaches. It's offering too many services. And you're thinking, what? Offering more services means more ways of helping people. That means I can help more people. It's kind of like when it's everybody's problem, then it's nobody's problem. That's my rule in the house. When it's everybody's job to do something, it'll never get done because nobody will do it. It's kind of the same concept a little bit in a way, because when you offer multiple services and you promote that, now it's one thing to have them and be available. Like for example, if you're a coach, and you do like neuro-linguistic programming and you pull from your resources as a, maybe you can do hypnotherapy and you know all these different tools that you've built up in your tool belt. If you're offering each of those as a service, you're going to confuse your audience. They're going to spend too much time trying to figure out which one they should go with and they'll go with none. Okay. I see this in holistic practitioners as well. I can do HTMA mineral balancing. I can do blood analysis. I can do stool sample analysis. I can do metabolic analysis. When you have all of these things, your person doesn't necessarily know what they need. Here's the way to streamline it, guys. Listen, this is so important. I'm going to give you two ways to streamline this because you would think too with e-commerce that it would be kind of like a retail store like Walmart or Amazon where you go on there to shop and you buy a certain product. It's not true. In fact, there's a book called 12 Months to a Million by Ryan Moran that specifically talks about e-commerce. And I've read the book and he says even for e-commerce, start with one product. One product, guys, and then branch off from that. It all comes down to this. This is the exact way to streamline this whole problem, is focus on the problem you solve, not the solutions. The reason you're offering so many products and services is because you're offering solutions. The client doesn't know what their solution is necessarily. They are sort of solution aware. In other words, they know that a holistic medical practitioner is the right person for them to see. But they may not know that the live blood analysis is going to be the thing they need to work with you to get started. That should be you dictating that with them. Really keep it simple. Focus on what problem you solve. And even like he says in that book in the e-commerce world, solve a problem. Design a product that solves one problem. Become known for that. Then start branching off into other products that are along the same lines. So maybe you make a bicycle helmet that has speakers built in, is super comfortable, doesn't sweat, make you sweat, blah, 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 whatever. Like you totally design it because you're a mountain biker and you want to design a specific helmet. And so that's what you do. Later, you might start making gloves or shorts or, you know, seats or whatever. But start with the one product that solves a specific problem and become known for that. The same is true in your service-based business. Even though your business is a service-based business, like say you offer bookkeeping, okay, you might be able to do accounts payable, accounts receivable. You might be able to do billing and invoicing and reconciliations. Yes, you can do all of those things, but you wouldn't advertise, oh, do you want to hire me to just do reconciliation? No, you're selling your service as a bookkeeper by the hour or by the month, okay? Where I see this go wrong often is holistic practitioners, people who believe that their certifications and their, oh gosh, what is the word? It's not certifications necessarily. It's trainings, like different trainings and certifications are worth something. They're like, oh, I'm certified in X, I'm certified in Y, I'm certified in Z. And they want to offer those things. They want to promote those things. You can promote those things without offering it as a service one-off. Okay, so for example, let's say you're a holistic practitioner and you have a certification in functional medicine. You have a certification in, nutrition analysis. You can also just analyze nutrition. And you can do, let's just say, maybe you're also certified, you have an extra certification specific to autoimmune conditions. Instead of offering each of those three separate things as a service, you're not going to do just one thing for you. You're just not. You're a dynamic individual. All of that training is going to work together to help that person. So you're going to sell a consultation and you're going to put together a, you know, package. It's like 6 or 12 months, very clear path forward. Hey, yes, I can help you solve your problem. We're going to work together over this much time. You're going to take these supplements and we're going to meet up this frequency. And you're going to see this health result come later on. Okay. And obviously, I know you can't guarantee health results, but you get my gist. You're going to feel better and we're going to be meeting up as you go so we can tweak things as you go. Rather than saying you're going to sign up just for my nutritional program and I only help you with nutrition. That is so important and so powerful. If you have too many services on your website, especially if you have too many services on your website and people can click to book for each individual thing, take it away. Unless you are a spa, take that away. Because with a spa, you know, you'll need, like, you'll have a nail tech, you'll have a hair tech and so on. That's a different thing. I'm talking about if you're the main provider and you personally are offering multiple services. Keep it simple. Let them book with you. Start with a consultation. Put together a care plan and keep and maybe offer different lengths of time that you work with somebody. But combine what you do into the. That's why they want to do business with you, because you have all those dynamic resources at your disposal. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to schedule a consultation so that we can help you streamline your operations, you can email me at Lindsay at bizinaboxsolutions with an S.com or click the link to my calendar in the description below. Have a great one until next time. Bye for now.